Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you each and every weekday morning by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Premier coffee roasted and delivered in small batches, hermetically sealed. Every morning when I rip it open, it smells so good. These beans are hand roasted. Now here, we use the signature blend, but at your house, you can do whatever you want. Highlander Grog, Extreme Blend, Kona Blend, Colombian Supreme, and you can also go out and about around to the different convenience stores and get your cup of Harvest Ridge coffee throughout the tri-states. Harvest Ridge, the name you can count on from Refreshment Services Pepsi. It's already the first Tuesday of the month, and that means we have Catherine Bakke-Mekas with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And we also have Emily Pridemore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this your first trip to the Mary Griffith Show? She came to my home and delivered a candle to me.
I did.
I love home delivery.
Right?
I'm not on Amazon. Who needs Amazon when you've got Emily Pridemore?
Heck yeah.
It's so wonderful. But today we're talking about the Community Foundation, as we do each and every month. And Emily, since you're new to the game here at WTAD, I know we're going to be talking about the Illinois Gives Tax Credit, which is already underway. Is there another topic on your mind, or is this consuming us today, this one topic?
This is for sure consuming us today. However, we do have a deadline coming up. So on May 1st, that's the last call for our community grant program, which I believe you talked about last time. So there's still time, everybody. If you qualify, go online. Our website is mycommunityfoundation.org. You can check out some information about that, and still an opportunity to apply.
Still a whole month, and we know that can be a daunting task for some. We talked about that a lot last time. It really, they're making it as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. And this is for smaller units, smaller grants. You know, not everybody can get a $750,000 grant. Some small not-for-profits could get very happy with $7,500. They'd be happy with $750, some of them. So if you've got a need, think about it and go to the website of the Community Foundation, My Community Foundation, and they'll kind of walk you through the process. But the earlier you apply, then you can ask for help on your submission, and they have time to kind of, you know, say you need more information here. If you wait until the last day of April, it's going to be hard to get that kind of feedback. So,
you know,
it's really easy. It's really easy, and everybody should do it. And again, it's not like you have to be a member agency. It's not a United Way. It's the Community Foundation. They want to give money to any nonprofits that qualify. So if you're doing good work in your community, they have money in the pot for you. So just make sure you take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have until April 12th to book an appointment as well. Kent Embry has been taking that on. You can make an appointment on Zoom to go over any application questions you have as well. So don't
That's
be shy.
That's a good idea. Don't be shy. So get there, get the appointment before April 12th, because again, the deadline is looming and you want to get that initial application in, get some feedback, because it is competitive. And, you know, you have to be specific about what you're going to use the money for, how you're going to measure the outcome. You're going to have to report back, you know, what happened. So it's just like anybody else that gives out money. The Community Foundation has to be accountable to the people who've given money to the foundation. When they give it out, they have to account for where it goes. So very good accounting practices,
yes, thank
we should
you.
Say.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, Emily Pridemore, let's talk. And Catherine,
hello.
Jump in anytime.
I feel like I'm back here in the corner. I can't
well,
see your face.
Well, you are, because the way we're configured is so funny. Now, I will tell you a story, Catherine. You two are too young to really understand this. But back in the old days, we didn't have a lot of girls in any kind of management position, okay? So when this studio was built about 30 years ago, I said, hey, as long as we're building a new studio, why don't we make it friendly for shorter people, i.e. women, who may want a career in broadcasting? And I was told, no, there is a broadcast standard, and this is the standard, and we are sticking to the standard. I said, but I'm too short to see over this, or to reach with, I have to push two buttons simultaneously, and I don't have the arm length to do that. Too bad. It's broadcast standard. Well, guess what? Now we're stuck.
get you a reader.
Unless we do a complete remodel, broadcast standard is not working because two short women can barely see each other as we talk.
We will persevere.
But we will persevere. This is what we call posture exercise.
That's right.
At WTAD.
That's right.
We have to sit up. Mekas and I have to sit up straight today. Now, you can slouch all you want, Emily, but we have to sit up straight. So let's talk about this Illinois Gives Tax Credit. It launched January 1st, but it is still underway, and it will be underway until all the tax credits are absorbed. So who's going to be the primary one to explain this? Is that going to be you, Emily?
Catherine is our expert.
I'm happy to. This is one of my favorite topics, Mary.
Okay. You go for it then, girl.
Well, this is so, you know, we've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating because it's such a fantastic opportunity. We still have a lot of folks who you know, are asking questions about it or say, you know, I received a postcard from you about this, but I tucked it into my bag and I keep meaning to circle back. So I want to remind people now is the time to circle back because this is a brand new law. It is a new tax credit for Illinois residents to grow their charitable giving. It's an opportunity to give more and receive a tax credit for it. So ultimately, Illinois Gives, you can receive a 25% state of Illinois income tax credit if you make a gift to a permanently endowed fund held at a qualified community foundation like your community foundation here in Quincy serving West Central Illinois and Northeast Missouri. So it's a really great opportunity to grow and build charitable resources throughout the state of Illinois and specifically our community, not only today, but for the future. So again, it's just that really fantastic opportunity to give more and get a little bit more on your taxes.
It is a little bit difficult to understand, but I think if people would just say, look, the state of Illinois actually wants the money to stay in my community. So they're giving me this tax credit so the money can stay here. Now, every community foundation in Illinois is eligible for this. So in a sense, the community foundation serving West Central Illinois is in competition with folks in Carbondale, folks in Decatur. So we want to make sure we get as
many
tax.
We want our slice, yes. We want our slice. We want to make sure that we're growing resources for us. Although there is plenty to go around, we don't, you know, we try to work with an abundance mindset here. So the program's been running since January 1st, and there's still more credit available than has been used throughout the state. But I have a feeling that as we get towards the second half of the year and people start thinking about their year-end giving, it's going to start going faster, especially as more people hear about this and start planning for those year-end gifts. So certainly we encourage folks to think about their plans for giving for the year and give us a call to talk about what that might look like and how a gift through the community foundation to one of our endowed funds might complement it, because these gifts don't just go to our operating. What we're looking for here are gifts to the permanently endowed funds we have. So if you have a favorite nonprofit organization in Illinois, there's a good chance we already hold an endowment
right
for them.
So if you want to give money to X, they may have a foundation already at the community foundation. So you still are giving money to X, but you're getting double the benefit.
Exactly. So, you know, I just saw a picture of the Villa Catherine this morning,
yeah,
somewhere on Facebook or something. And, We have a fund. We have an endowment for the Friends of the Castle. The library, Horizon Social Services, the Eels House. I mean, we have so many fantastic nonprofits here in Illinois in our service area that already have established endowments with us. And so we would welcome a gift to build those nonprofit sustainability. And you get a 25% tax credit for that gift.
You know, we often hear down here that Chicago gets everything. Chicago gets everything. And, you know, in truth, Chicago will get everything if we don't ask for our share of the pie. It's not divided based on population. It's based on who asks for the money, right?
That's right. There were some equity provisions baked
right
into this law.
Right. I mean,
law,
obviously,
so
Chicago's
no,
not going to get zero. But
there is a cap per community foundation. So,
are we anywhere close to our cap?
We're nowhere near
good
it. So,
keep
yeah
going.
No, we've had some really great activity. We've had some donors who are really excited about it. But no, we got plenty of wiggle room in that. But that was put in place so that something like the Chicago Community Trust, which is serves quite a big population can't, you know,
can't
issue
get it
all the credits in you know, 2 days. So absolutely, there's plenty of tax credit to go around. And really, what I'm recommending to donors is, you know, just give us a call and talk about what your plans are, because we can kind of be that matchmaker and help you figure out if you don't have a fund already. It doesn't mean you have to establish a fund. We more than likely already have an endowment that is going to help.
We have like 280 funds.
Yeah.
So there'll be something there to complement what you're trying to do. And this is great because, again, anytime we have, if you give, it will be matched by $10. Or if you give, it'll be matched by whatever. People are like, yeah, my little $10 now is $20. Well, this is, think bigger. Think, I have some wealth. I want to give my wealth, but dang, I don't want to pay the government. And, you know, I don't know anybody who likes the tax policy of the state of Illinois. So here's a way to strike back against unfairness and injustice in America and help the community foundation.
That's right. Keep some of that wealth here is really the end game here.
Right.
So we can build that wealth, support our nonprofits. There are many ways to do it. We can match you with a nonprofit that you already are contributing to, you're already supporting, or something like a field of interest fund. If you have more of a broad cause, as long as it's for an Illinois cause, say youth opportunities or fighting hunger, we have these funds that are a little bit broader in nature. Maybe it's a certain community, the Pike County Endowment Fund, for example, or Adams
Shelby
or Brown.
County.
Or,
yes. Shelby County has theirs now.
They do, but they're in Missouri, so it doesn't qualify.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We're working on that, Mary.
Okay.
Not yet. But yes, our county endowments are eligible. So you could support the entire county's needs and opportunities, and that fund's going to have the flexibility to address the needs and opportunities as they arrive. So many options, and we love just to have those conversations with donors to learn about what they'd like to support, and we can help navigate that conversation.
You know, out in our green room right now, Sarah Stevens from Horizons is about ready to pop her head in and go, give it to Horizons, because there again, what a great need, an ongoing need in our community, a way that you can help. It's the mechanism is already there. The Illinois Gives Tax Credit can help your wallet. It can help a good not-for-profit in our community. There are hundreds of great not-for-profits in Illinois that this could go to. So the Illinois Gives Tax Credit, it is underway. You can qualify for a 25% State of Illinois Income Tax Credit. Think of that, folks. It's tax time, and some of you are going to owe. So next year, make sure your money go to a local agency instead, and that agency, the Community Foundation. Before I let you guys go, are there any activities coming up? Am I going to be getting any more candles delivered to me? What's on the horizon?
Actually, Mary, so this wouldn't be necessarily an activity. No candles connected to this, but we did actually just announce a new grant program for ag education. So we're accepting applications for a program we're calling Ag Forward, and this is a brand new opportunity for those nonprofits, educational institutions throughout our entire service area can apply for up to $15,000 in funding. So these are pretty significant grants for programs, projects that are going to advance production agriculture throughout our region. This is such an important part of our region. Kind of the lifeblood of our economy is ag. So we're investing in the future of ag and future farmers here.
Okay, good. I am starting a fund for non-productive agriculture called Mary's Backyard Garden, where everything dies. But look for that at a later announcement, okay? I like your idea
better.
We'll
put it under advisement.
I like your idea better. Emily, it was so glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me. Please come back. I absolutely will. And I got the Queen's chair today.
We didn't get to learn anything about you. What do you want to do you want to share anything? I see a rock on your hand that looks like a doorknob, so you must be a married woman.
I am on the countdown for getting married.
Oh, that's just your engagement ring?
It is.
Damn,
sure is.
Girl.
He did well. And about a month, I will be married.
So, well, fantastic.
Here in Quincy, Illinois, on Dogwood Weekend. So I'm really, really making it a fun weekend for folks that are visiting.
Are you wearing a gown that is encrusted in dogwood petals?
Yes, I won't make it to the parade that day, but maybe the anniversary year.
Okay. Well, you know, the good news is, every year on your anniversary, they'll have a parade almost. So, right, you know, yeah. you got it going. Well, congratulations in advance.
You.
And so nice to meet you. And yeah, looks like he did well and looks like you did well. So we're happy about that.
Thank you
very much. I did well, too. My husband made my ring. He didn't have to store bought that. He fixed it himself. And we'll be back to talk about Horizons in just a moment. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary.
To Catherine and to Emily. And to everyone who puts up with me. And we'll take a break and see what's happening up at the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, brought to you by Rex Battery. Good morning, everyone. I just got off the phone with somebody who is very confused. He thinks I'm a teller at Mercantile Bank, and he's demanding me to transfer him to the other teller, and I can't because I don't work at Mercantile Bank. I wish I did. I have some money there. Does that count?
Can I make a deposit?
Yeah. Sir, I'm going to tell you what to do. You bring all that money right down here, and I'll take care of that for you. No, it's funny. We get, I don't know. I think people write our phone number down because they want to win stuff on the radio, and then they think that's the number they call for everything. But anyway, we are excited because Horizons is here, and we've got Hope for Horizons, I think, coming up. Yes, here's my paper. Look at this. I am prepared.
We are prepared.
Sarah Stevens, you're not prepared for me being prepared. And well, you know, I know Will Spear's not prepared for me being prepared.
Well, I know why that gentleman called you, because we all think that Mary knows everything, well, you know?
I don't know about that.
No, Mary thinks she knows everything. You know about that, Will, and so do my husband. I think Will and my husband have the same mind. Mm-hmm. She's a ding-dong. She thinks she knows everything. She really knows nothing, but that's okay. We love you. I love both of you. My husband a little bit more than you, Will, but that's to be expected. Well, we're going to talk about Hope for Horizons, which is Friday, April 11th at the Quincy Country Club. Short little evening, 5 to 7:30, a little wine and hors d'oeuvre party with some special added things. And again, when people come together to talk about hunger in our community, you know, there's always a disconnect or a digress there between a nice fundraiser where everybody has a good time and the true face of poverty and hunger in our community. But we all want to kind of celebrate our community and celebrate the good things that are happening. So it's good to have a nice, cheery event.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and there
because
are lots of really great, fun things happening at Horizons.
Because Horizons is that place of hope. If the light is on, hope is there. Yeah.
You have a good memory.
I do. I remember that great story. Yeah. It makes me cry sometimes when I think about that. Hope for Horizons is Friday, April 11th, the Quincy Country Club from 5 to 7. Tickets are available at horizonsquincy.com. Tell us about the cost of those tickets and what do we get for that ticket besides an audience with Will Spear.
They're $50 and you get heavy appetizers and a glass of wine that's been donated by Ranella Company.
Okay.
And so from what I see for ticket prices, those ticket prices are a bargain. So,
any Mad Dog 2020? I don't know if Ranella carries that. Can you get that in?
That
I
should
have known you liked Mad Dog.
I really don't. I'm more a Mogan David Blackberry girl. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Last night at the Girl Scout event, they served blueberry wine. They know their audience. These women like sweet, cheap wine. So that's the way life goes. Will Spear is here. He's been one of your biggest supporters for Horizons. And Hope for Horizons has a little bit of a Will Spear twist on it because you are from an artistic family and you yourself are artistic, and this has to do with some artwork, I understand. Will there be a Will Spear piece?
There will not this year.
Not this year.
But, yeah, I mean, our silent auction started with just art years ago. I mean, it was all artwork. Now, art is not just paintings and things. We have
it could be the art of whiskey distilling.
Well, we have all sorts of things. We've got, you know, parties and events and other things like that. But we also have music, like Logan Cameron donating 2 hours of live music. I mean, music is art. So it's a great fundraiser, and one of the reasons I love it is you go right after work, you've got a couple hours, it's cocktail party style, you're milling around visiting with people, you can go to dinner afterwards, but at 7:30 you're free and clear. You have your evening, you can go home, you can go out to eat. enjoy your evening. So
now this is on
a way to support.
This is on a Friday in Lent.
It is.
Do you have any Catholics that advise you that there have to be some non-meat items on the agenda?
I think we have. I think they took care of that.
Okay.
So, and we've got something new and fun this year. That if you have got just a second.
Well,
okay.
A second. You've got 15 minutes, girl.
Okay. Well, our very own Laura Wright, our acclaimed artist here in
Quincy. Is this
Quincy,
Low of London?
Low in London, yeah.
Yeah, I have some of her artwork.
She's going to be painting live at the event. So entertaining, and her art is so whimsical and fun. And so we have 10 spots available online at horizonsquincy.com. So far right now, 3 are taken, so you can actually have a live portrait painted at the event. Now, you can stand and you can pose for the portrait, or you can bring a picture and she can paint from the picture. And so I would encourage you to get online and book one of those spots and have a live portrait painted at the event.
Now,
she's so talented.
She is talented, but the artwork that I'm most familiar with, Low of London, she draws these whimsical stick figures. So she can make a portrait that looks realistic like you, or is this more a stylized?
It's a whimsical picture.
It's a whimsical picture.
But you can actually, I mean, if you see, and that we've got some comparisons online, so if you go to the website and look, you can see what she's painted from, you know, a picture, and then what her picture looks like. And they're just really fun and sweet. And she's, you know, I love to hear her talk about it. She's that people, you know, when they get them, some people gasp, some people cry. It, you know, and it's Mother's Day before too long, so it'd be a great Mother's Day present. So I would encourage you to get online and book one of those spots.
Now, is it for just a single image, or could it be a double image, or would you need to book two spots?
So if you have, say, if you have a family of four, you would have to book four spots.
Okay,
so
I understand that. Yeah,
it takes her about 10 minutes per figure, you know, per person. And she said she would even include pets. So if you had a picture of your pet, you could bring your pet, and she could impose your pet into your picture as well. So
I'm liking this idea with her whimsical style. I mean, I feel like it. Getting a portrait would be very slimming for me, you know.
She does stick figures.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. It's very
It'd be
slimming.
Perfect for you. Just one big giant bow tie, a pair of suspenders over, and a stick figure in the middle. Absolutely, I would love it. Well, you know, this is brilliant. Right before Mother's Day, what a surprise to have a picture of, you know, your children to give to mom. Or something like that. And I think that, Laura, you know, you can bring in a photo. That way you don't have to pose for her. But the other thing is, if you talk to her a little bit, she'll get to know the personalities. Yes, or you can talk about the personalities. Because one thing she does, like I've got some of her artwork, like has a hula hoop, a girl doing a hula hoop. You've got to, if you tell them things about yourself, like me, you know, I don't know, I'm very
Mary's
shy.
A champion hula hoop artist.
Well, the stick figure. Yeah, just make a giant, just that's my waist is the hula hoop. Everybody thinks, oh, has she got a hula hoop? No, that's Laura. But she is brilliant. So this is fantastic.
And
I'm so excited.
And super generous as well. And so bidding is open right now on the website. So you can actually go see the silent auction items that are up for auction. And people are bidding right now. We've got some incredible items. You know, like I say, you know, life. Art is life. Life is art. You know, so many things. Food, party.
Well, be specific. Be specific.
Okay. Well, it's Quincy, that Crazy Town Trampoline Park is doing an overnight for up to 50 people. They're going to have their chefs come in and have pizza. That's a unique event. That's not something that you can go there and book. So that's, you can only get that through Hope for Horizons. Scotty's Fun Spot is donating 2 hours of laser tag and go-karts for adults, so if, like a team-building party.
There's a tunnel tour at the Dick's Brothers Brewery with a gift certificate for drinks at the Rotskeller.
Oh, that sounds good.
Or before, or both.
We've got some fun live auction items at the event. The Spears donated Cubs tickets. We have Bears tickets. We've got backyard barbecue from Fatback.
How'd you get the Bears tickets? You don't have Bears tickets anymore.
No, they're not from me.
They're not from. They're from someone else.
Oh, how wonderful!
Yeah. So, lots of
flower arranging party with the Flower Girl.
Oh, the Flower Girl.
And she's so talented. Macarons from Emily Schulte. So you can get food. You know, there's food. There's music.
It's macaron.
I used to call them macaroons, and I'm wrong. It's macaron.
So. You are more wrong for calling them macaroons. They are macaron.
Oh, man.
We digress.
We digress. But there's a wide variety of things.
Something
now, let's say I couldn't make it that night, but I wanted to bid on the Bears tickets, or I wanted to bid on something. I can go online beforehand, or I can also say to someone who's going to be there, like Will Spear, say, I know you're busy, but, you know, when this comes up, here's my top. You know, you could bid, you could have a proxy bid.
So 10,000 on the Bears tickets.
The online auction is available to anybody, and the bidding will be up till to 7:30 that night. So
okay.
You don't have to be
there.
Now, the live auction, those live items, if you're not able to come, you would want to send somebody in your place or even call us and say, hey, this is my top bid, and we can set somebody up to bid for you.
I was going to say, proxy bidding is a great idea. Yeah. And really, even though online is wonderful, there is, you know, it is nice to have, you know, proxy bidding, because a lot of people have their eye on something, but they just can't simply cannot make it that night to that event. Because have you noticed our calendars are getting full?
Our calendars are really full.
Yeah, they're really full.
And this night is so important. It's about making friends for Horizons. There's some really exciting things going on right now. We are starting to become almost like a little regional hub for food, where we are getting so much extra food that needs to go out right away because it's perishable, and we're sharing it with other little pantries. So we've got about 15 pantries, local pantries, that some of those little pantries kind of fly under the radar and they're not getting access to the food.
But because you have the food truck, you can go and rescue.
Absolutely.
But then you obviously can't consume all of that in one day at the food shelf, at the line, at the bread line. So this is great. Now, we're talking about something very hopeful. We'll get back to Hope for Horizons. But one thing I'm concerned about is over in Kansas City, one of the major kind of Horizons-like groups got all their food cut with Doge cuts. It may come back, but for the moment, there's been a temporary halt. Are you concerned about anything like that?
No, because that's not where we get our food. So honestly, we're counting on God, and He is more than faithful.
God's not getting a 10% cut. I'm glad to hear.
He's really not. And you know, it's funny, Eric.
God, what five things did you do last week?
Well, Eric, our director of operations last year, Eric, he's like, Sarah, it's like the more food we give away, the more we get. And it's like, well, that's God's economy. You can't outgive God.
Have you heard of loaves and fishes?
And so we have so many, so many little church pantries that are out in the rural areas that aren't getting the kind of food that we are right now. And so we're able to share with them. I think already this year have sent 15,000 pounds back out to some of these other little pantries. And it's just, it's an incredible blessing.
Yeah.
They're so grateful.
You've already sent 15,000 pounds of food
January 1st. Since January back out.
Because when we were putting the numbers together in November for last year, we were at like 37,000 pounds of food distributed. So in 3 months, you've distributed almost half of what we did last year.
I want to dial in on what you said about the abundance, and you can't outgive God. And, you know, I don't want to turn into a Bible-thumping preacher, but you are living proof that you're not relying on the government in any way. You're relying on all private donations, all things like Hope for Horizons. And yet you are experiencing abundance, so that not only can hunger be partially helped in Quincy, but you can help these rural food banks in Missouri and Western Illinois and all over the place, because now they know if we need, we know where to come, because the overflow, it's like the baskets, the loaves and fishes, and then they collected the scraps.
Yeah. And one thing I need to be careful about, because some people said, well, if you have so much food, we still need funding, because that food requires staff, and it requires a building, and it requires trucks, and it requires insurance, and all those things that it takes to make all of that happen. And our staff is unbelievable. We've got somebody out on the road all day long picking up food. And so it's still important that we do receive the fundraising support.
Thank you for saying that, because sometimes people say, well, there's no hunger then. Horizons has it all. There's no hunger.
And we talk about the labor and the staff involved. I mean, last year, Horizons rescued over 500,000 pounds of food. I mean, mm-hmm. that takes a lot of time, work, and then they're distributing that. They're using it. They're distributing it. So there's a lot involved, you know, behind the scenes to make all of this happen, and that's why coming together at the Country Club for this event is a way to support a charity that is not taking government funding, is doing this through our community, through Christian charity, and people that want to help our community be a better place to live.
It is so true. And, you know, Will, you have been with Horizon since it started at church, mm-hmm. and then it moved to its old location and expands. And Sarah, you've been part of growing that, your leadership, like you said, you've got a team, but your leadership and the donor base is growing. And again, out of the abundance now, you're helping even more people, because nobody wants there to be a pocket of anywhere listening where they're listening to WTAD. Mm. We don't want there to be any hopeless people. And so you're spreading that hope around. It's so, so important. This van, in fact, I think you have two now, don't you?
Well, we have one.
You have one.
And so we were super fortunate to be chosen by the QMG Foundation to receive funding from Bridge the Gap this year.
That's right.
And Bridge the Gap is helping us raise money for another vehicle, because so many times we've got our van out on the road and we're, you know, our staff is using their own personal vehicles, and it's not, you know, that's not how we'd like to do it. So we're hoping to get a new van before end of the year.
Yeah. And that's important, because again, this perishable food can be used. Mm-hmm. It has to be used within a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. It has to be kept fresh. Mm-hmm. So these vans are specially created for that purpose. And there are, you know, you have warehousing that you can do that. But with perishable food, you can't just say, well, I gave in February. You know, I mean, it's November, it's gone. So you take non-perishable items and you take perishable items.
Yes, you do.
But this rescue is mostly perishable items from grocery stores, restaurants, places like that, that there's still good life in the food.
Absolutely.
And your Cordon Bleu chef can still use it. It's just not, like the other day I bought something, and frankly, it was at its due date.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, no wonder it's only $1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only $1. I mean, it was probably $12 when they first put it out, but it's like, this is the last day we're going to sell it. And I know, I feel bad, I bought two, because probably that would have gone on the truck, and you would have had that the next day at Horizons, you know, because it's still within the good term. So that's important.
Yeah, so, you know, we're rescuing food, and, you know, God is using that food to help rescue people. And it just, you know, a lot of times people want to view that food as, you know, something that, you know, doesn't have value, as something to be discarded and wasted. And a lot of times there's a parallel between the folks that we're serving. You know, a lot of times if you would ask someone in poverty to give you their definition of poverty, it's not a lack of material things. It's usually a feeling of, you know, being unseen and unvalued and hurt and unheard. And so, you know, we had, and I'll share another cute story, a sweet story. One of our guests told one of our staff members that Horizons is the only place they come, that if they didn't show up, somebody would come to look for them. So there's a lot to be said for the hope and the relationship and the community building that happens within those four walls. I always say, if those walls could talk.
It's more than a warm meal, folks. Mm-hmm. And if you want to help keep food on the table for those in our community, Friday, April 11th, buy your tickets at horizonsquincy.com or participate in the silent auction, which will go on until the event closes at 7:30 on Friday. Crazy Town Trampoline Park all-night pizza party is up for bids. 2 hours of laser tag and go-kart for adults only at Scotty's. I could ram, Will. Bears tickets, Cubs tickets. But really, the excitement, Laura Wright, who her artist name is Low of London, she is painting live that night your portrait. So go online and get the reservation. She's only going to do 10 portraits that night.
Right, and so we'd like a schedule. That's why we're doing that ahead of time, because we thought, you know, you need to know you're going to have your picture painted before you come to the event.
Yes, not everybody looks as stunning as I do all the time. We recognize this. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for
having
us.
Do you ever get tired of me? No, you never do.
No. Never.
Never. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mark your calendars, folks. I went last year. It was a hoot and a half. It really was fun. And this year with Laura right there, I don't know how you can go wrong. Go in advance and bid on that.
It's built-in entertainment.
Yeah. You talk about something you can't get anywhere. Mm-hmm. Now, there is something you can't get anywhere. So get it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.